Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. Are there more surprising names still to come as President-elect Donald Trump announces his cabinet nominees? But first, lots of confusion over whether or not an actress from Playa Vista is missing or not. Natalie Davidian joins us live with the latest.
Hi, Rob. So this is a really bizarre case. Her family, the family of Chanel Banks of Playa Vista, an actress known for her roles on Blue Blood and Gossip Girl, reported her missing in late October. LAPD says the case is now closed. Law enforcement sources said she was found safe in Texas. No injuries or foul play suspected. Her cousin took to social media in an 8-minute live video insisting that the person found in Texas isn't her cousin Chanel Banks and it's somebody else with her ID, similar features, dark hair and light eyes.
That the person in the body cam footage who has my cousin's 10-year-old expired New York City driver's license with her name and her date of birth, which I can't even tell you if the date of birth was correct. They said her name is on there, her height and her weight is on the driver's license that's been expired for more than 10 years. That woman who has Chanel's ID, that is what TMZ is going off of. They just made an article online saying that she is has been found. She's been located and that is fake news. Please don't stop looking for my cousin.
Now, the cousin has started a GoFundMe account seeking help to find a private investigator to find Chanel Banks. Rob, here's where it takes a turn. This was posted just 2 hours ago here on Instagram to both the story and her Instagram page, Chanel's Instagram account. We don't see her photo, but it's a text post that explains that she is not missing, and it says don't donate. The post reads in part, my name is Chanel Banks. I'm a 36-year-old American nobody, and for my entire life I've been silently carrying the pain of the ritual sexual abuse, manipulation, and outright endless torment I've endured continuously since I was a baby. She goes on to say that the quote concerned family is concerned about her whereabouts, but she says that she's spoken with police and says that is not only okay but free of her mother and her family, according to this Instagram post, Rob.
All right, Natalie, thank you. Very strange case, taking a lot more strange twists and turns. A device that did explode forced the evacuation of the Torrance Courthouse and closed it for the day. Karen Adams has the story.
People coming here to the courthouse to have their cases heard were told it was closed for the day. People inside were told to leave. Attorney David Bielowski says he didn't even make it into the building.
From what I understand in talking to officers and other law enforcement agencies, there was a package that had a balloon on it that also had a note to it that they found and suspect that no one picked it up, lost an arm or a life, because there was a note attached to it. That being the case, they called the bomb squad.
The LA County Sheriff's bomb squad detonated the package, then bomb-sniffing dogs helped to search the building for any other suspicious packages. FBI agents came to help in the investigation. Court will be back in session in the morning. In Torrance, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
9 people charged in connection with pro-Palestinian protests on the UC Irvine campus earlier this year have opted for diversion programs. One defendant's arraignment has been rescheduled to next month. The court appearances came a day after leaders with the Council on American-Islamic Relations joined along with other activists, calling on prosecutors to drop charges against 50 people arrested in the campus crackdown. L.A. County DA-elect Nathan Hochman says he will prosecute protesters when they cross the line from free speech to criminal conduct. Emily Valdez has that part of the story.
Incoming District Attorney Nathan Hochman says he supports free speech no matter how vile.
That is not only their right to do it, I'll protect that First Amendment right.
But when protesters break the law,
they want to go ahead and block a freeway. They want to block an airport. If they want to, you know, vandalize a college campus and prevent students from getting an education, they want to attack. And in this case, it was Jews trying to enter a synagogue in the Pico Robertson area. That's when those words turn into illegal conduct. And if I'm the, you know, when I become the DA, they will be held accountable for their actions.
He believes that if protesters know they will be prosecuted for doing something illegal, they're less likely to do it in the first place. Hochman will be sworn in as the new LA County DA on December 2nd. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And the effort to get temporary housing built on the VA property in West LA has come to a halt, at least for now, Pete DiPietro reports.
The Department of Veterans Affairs had asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for a delay in Judge David Carter's emergency order to immediately begin building temporary shelters for veterans on the VA property. Rob Reynolds, a veterans advocate, explained what happened during today's hearing.
The Ninth Circuit said that Judge Carter has to rule whether or not he will allow the government to get a stay on this order, and Judge Carter denied that stay today, and so now we are going to be waiting for a briefing schedule for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
He said the impact of that delay is significant.
Right now, everything is paused. The construction of that temporary housing can't go forward until the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rules. Really, really unfortunate that the VA would do this when there's 3,000 homeless veterans in Los Angeles.
There is a possibility of an expedited hearing before the three-judge panel, but those kind of requests are rarely granted, except in extraordinary circumstances. In downtown L.A., I'm Pete DiPietro, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A man from Sun Valley has been convicted of three special circumstances murders for helping to kill the parents of a teenage girl in Fullerton in 2016. A family friend who was sleeping on the couch is also killed. Frank Felix is facing a maximum of life in prison with without the possibility of parole. He's going to be sentenced in January in Santa Ana. He was romantically involved with a 17-year-old girl, but her mother and stepfather disapproved. A friend of theirs, Joshua Costa, an Army mechanic stationed at Fort Irwin in Barstow, shot the three to death. Felix provided the ammo and the shotgun. Lots of fear in California's immigrant communities with Donald Trump heading back to the White House. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
The Trump Transition, the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
President-elect Trump nominated Florida Republican Congressmember Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. Gaetz is a conservative lawmaker, an attorney who's considered a very strong ally of Trump. He led the push to kick out Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker last year. And earlier today, I had a talk with former federal prosecutor David Katz. Matt Gaetz has been under investigation for, among other things, sexual misconduct. Could that throw a wrench into his confirmation hearings? And are there some Senate Republicans who may not be comfortable with this pick?
I think it will throw a monkey wrench into his confirmation. You know, John Thune, who's a moderate, was just elected a Senate Majority Leader. I think one of the reasons that President-elect Trump has been talking so much about recess appointments is that this is the recess appointment he wants to make. And put Gaetz in there and then say back to the Senate Republicans, hey, he wasn't so bad. He's serving fine. You ought to confirm him. But obviously, it'll be very hard to confirm him. He's hugely controversial because he was himself the target of a federal criminal investigation for allegedly sex trafficking a 17-year-old young woman. Now, his defense would be that it wasn't commercial. It's not normally within the Department of Justice regulations to prosecute criminally a case like that. But that's a terrible look. And Gaetz is still under House ethics investigation for that sexual misconduct.
Donald Trump, in his social media announcement, said that Gaetz is going to end government weaponization. Does that mean Gaetz's AG will refuse to go after Trump's enemies in the same way that Trump accused the Biden administration of going after him?
Well, I think that two things could happen to a human being. One, it could make Gaetz very sensitive to federal criminal investigations, having been the target of one, and seeing that the Department of Justice stuck to the rules. Under Biden and Harris, it stuck to the rules. It never did indict him. It didn't retaliate against him. So a person could be big-hearted and say, you know what, I learned from this. Don't do the same kind of thing that imperiled me. But, of course, the other side of human conduct sometimes is that he could be very vindictive, and he could be the nightmare for the rule of law. Let's hope that doesn't happen because, you know, he gets to pick every U.S. attorney throughout the United States. He gets to pick the U.S. attorney here in Southern California. And if we care about anything in America, it's our freedom, our liberty, and our rights.
If Gates is approved via a recess appointment, what's the term limit on that?
Well, it's kind of what the Senate will bear. You know, there's no automatic way that he could be removed then. I suppose there could be an advocacy group, but the courts might say that that group didn't have standing to remove him. And so it's basically what the Republicans in the Senate would bear. I mean, at some point, they would stop cooperating with him. They would demand that he be removed, or demand that the president come up with a new attorney general. But it has been tested in the courts, but, you know, it's a long time in the courts. Once Trump gets involved with the federal courts, things seem to take years and years, like getting his tax returns. So don't expect any prompt removal of him if he's given this recess appointment. I think that really might be in the cards.
The president of Biola University says the next Senate majority leader was easy to like when he went there. Barry Corey says they are celebrating the fact that one of their own is replacing Mitch McConnell and the new Republican majority in the Senate. He went on to say, quote, "We're very proud of John Thune and feel like we had some part in his journey to his now being the Senate majority leader." Thune was a business major and graduated in 1983. How are local immigrant communities reacting to threats of mass deportations by the Trump administration? That's coming up on Nonstop News at 5.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fear is said to be gripping the immigrant community in California, both legal and undocumented. President-elect Trump and people around have been talking about mass deportations for quite a while now. Trump's new border czar, Tom Holman, told Fox News the administration will prioritize deporting people who are living here illegally that pose a threat to public safety.
If you're in the country illegally, you shouldn't feel comfortable. Absolutely not. I won't feel comfortable if I'm in the country illegally. You shouldn't be comfortable either, because when you enter this country illegally, you have committed a crime. You are a criminal, and you're not off the table.
Luis Gallegos is the executive director of the TODEC Legal Center in Riverside County. It provides legal aid services to both legal and undocumented immigrants. She tells us lots of people have lined up outside her organization in the past week to ask questions and ask for help.
Just a lot of fears around the rhetoric around deportation, mass deportations, and especially within families that had children. And we saw a lot, we continue to see a lot of stress within kids. And to be honest, it's kind of repeating the history of, you know, the last time this administration was in office. It's repeating this the different scenarios of the families that we saw a lot of kids fearing, you know, that their parents were going to be with them and so forth. So those are very common, unfortunately, realities of our vulnerable immigrant workforce.
And she says her organization telling people they have rights in the U.S. regardless of their immigration status. Immigration officials can't just round people up and take them across the border immediately. The people have to go to court where the justice system will determine what's going to happen to them.
Border Patrol does have jurisdiction over our streets, and that's their job, you know, to protect the border. But what does that mean for undocumented immigrants? It means that we're constantly seeing Border Patrol, right? So in order for community to be safe, they need to know their rights. They need to know that they have the right to remain silent. They have the right not to ask for an attorney or to seek services from their embassies. So there's so many rights that continue to protect vulnerable populations like undocumented immigrants.
And Gallego says people are preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best.
As we know, ag is the backbone of our state's economy here in California, and farm workers are continually exposed, you know, to these types of immigration situations. And we are seeing, you know, a lot of fear amongst this workforce that, you know, our hearts are broken seeing families, you know, in these desperate situations that we're seeing. But what the good news we tell them is that, you know, we are in the state of California, and we're in the state, and we're all working together to make sure that we continue to protect our most vulnerable workforce here in our state of California.
Immigrant advocates also planning to push back against efforts to expand immigrant detention facilities. 520, your money. Here's Bloomberg's Tom Busby.
U.S. household debt now at a record $17.9 trillion, driven higher by increases in mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and student loans. The New York Fed says younger consumers and lower wage earners are showing more signs of financial strain, with loan delinquencies edging higher. On Wall Street today, stocks ended mixed, little changed, even though rising inflation, with overall consumer prices in October up 2.6% as expected, is actually boosting hopes that the Fed will once again lower interest rates when it meets in December. Today, the Dow was up 47. The Nasdaq, though, lost 51. The S&P added 1. A solid earnings beat after the closing bell from Cisco Systems. It's citing increased business spending on computer infrastructure and artificial intelligence. And the social media site Blue Sky says it has gained 1 million users in 1 week since the election, with most of those new users people who bailed on Elon Musk's X. I'm Bloomberg's Tom Busby, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Wednesday, November 13th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.